Let me just get my face here. Okay.
All right. And tell everybody what we're coaching on today.
I haven't dated in about 10 years and I haven't been in a relationship since 18. And I need some help kind of getting back in the game.
All right. What kind of help? Why do you need help?
Well, I'm a bit rusty. No, yeah. No, seriously, I lost 60 pounds recently, and I'm just starting to feel like maybe I'd like to try that again.
Okay.
And what I figured out so far is I've got so many different thoughts around it. And, you know, it's kind of coming from all different directions. I don't even know where to begin in terms of the thought work. So I want to
just
really
give you one. Here's the magic part of it. There's nowhere to begin. Here's how you begin. You just grab one of them that seems like this is probably hosing me, and you work on that one, and you grab another one. But I'm going to tell you, my cat, I swear to God, he is eating chicken off the carpet. I had lunch right before this, and it's driving me crazy down here. You have to just get in the game and then figure out the drama that's going to stop you. But like, there's not going to probably, I'm just going to, it's like asking someone who's never been able to lose weight before to be like, you know, I will start, Corinne, but I really don't know where, and I need to feel really good about it beforehand. That day doesn't come. We just start, right?
I guess I don't feel like I'm ready to start.
Right. That's a good thought right there to start with. I don't think I'm ready. Why?
I've just had such a fucked up history with dating, and I guess I'm afraid of getting hurt or making the same mistakes over and over again.
Did you learn from those mistakes?
Yeah, 10 years later.
So?
Yeah.
Do you care that it happened 10 years later, 20 years later, 3 days later? The only thing you need to know is, like, this won't happen again.
Well, I'm not sure that. I mean, I guess my fear is that I'll fall into the same hole again because I tend to recognize it after the fact.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. Did you ever fall into the hole? I want you to think, like, this is where we have to, like, really dissect the difference between the truth we tell ourselves and what actually happened that's going to benefit you moving forward now. Okay. You've told yourself that these things have happened. I fell into the hole. It took me 10 years to realize it. All of that is your recollection of your history in relationships. That recollection is what will either fuel you or stop you from continuing on to look for amazing relationships, one or the other. So we're either going to go find the good ones, or we're going to sit here and we're going to cut ourselves off from all the good ones. It, for fear of the few that might be bad.
Okay. I think also one of the thoughts are is that there aren't any good ones that I would actually be interested in. So
no, you're not out there. You can't trust your brain. This is what I would tell myself if I was you. Was like, brain, you don't know jack shit. You keep telling me that I fell into relationships. No. I went into every single one of them. No one had a gun to my head. Because this is important, Cindy, because if you recognize and take full responsibility, you went into those relationships and that, you know, you stayed for your own reasons and all those other things, that means that going forward, it doesn't just happen to you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stop telling the story now that anything that happened in your past happened to you.
Okay.
Otherwise, you bring that belief system with you to the future. Relationships happen to me. People just show up in a certain way, and I don't have control over that. I don't even think I'm smart enough to know that, like, somebody would do whatever. If you bring that along with you, no. You're not going to want to get back out there, because the only thing you're telling yourself is that relationships are out of your control, there are no good people, and that somehow I'm just, like, I have no say in any of it. I wouldn't want to put myself out there either.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Like, what do you want in the future? Because I think you're thinking a lot about what you don't want.
Yeah. I think what I'm really looking for is companionship and somebody that I can have fun with and have kind of mutual support and I'm attracted to, and, you know, just the normal stuff. And really somebody that's kind-hearted and isn't going to, no, I don't want to say he's not going to do something, but I just want a little bit of drama-free relationship, I guess.
Okay. Like the drama-free part, whose responsibility is that? His or yours?
Mine.
Right. Let me ask you this. In your past relationships, did you realize the drama-free part was your responsibility? Or was that supposed to be, he should show up different so that we don't have drama?
I think I blamed, I'm pretty, I tend to look at everything from a psychological perspective. So if there's drama going on, it would be, well, this is what's going on from our histories, and kind of get lost down that situation. So, but yeah, it is my fault. And I often will personalize it, saying if there's something going down, it's because of me.
So let me ask you this. If something's going down this time, let's say, what would be an example of some man drama that a guy could be bringing to the table?
Oh, something is like making plans and then disappearing, or sleeping together and not hearing from them again, or yeah, stuff like that.
So going forward, when you go on some dates and you decide like, we're getting it on, this guy's good looking, we got the chemistry, all the things, and then he ghosts you, what are you going to do?
I think I'm going to have some feelings for sure.
But what feelings are you going to have, and what thoughts will you have?
Like there's something wrong with me, and, oh, here it goes again. I'm being abandoned.
Okay. This is the work you have to do. So if you're going to start anywhere, I want you to start with your worst fear. Your worst fear isn't that someone's going to have drama. Your worst fear is something's going to happen and you're going to beat yourself up over it. That's the problem. Because what we could do is have fun with someone, have an amazing time, decide to sleep with them. They ghost us and we decide they're missing out. Mm. And then we're going to move on to someone else who might appreciate us. And be determined, someone out there appreciates me. Somebody out there is going to love me like I am working on to love myself. Mm-hmm. That is the focus. So I think when you think about like all this stuff, this is why I was just asking you random questions. I think you have to tell yourself, one, it's normal. First of all, I can't move hardly with the new boobs. I can't do anything just yet. So I'm going to be grabbing them a lot, y'all. The first thing you have to do is like decide how you want to tell your past to yourself going forward. If you're going to indulge in thinking about it, I want you to figure out a way to tell yourself about your past where you take equal responsibility. Doesn't mean every guy was good, but what it really means is that, you know, there was a lot of this that was all me. Where was it all me? Like, when did I, you know, looking back, it took me 10 years. It's like, did it really take me 10 years, or did I just not want to like think about what was really going on? Like, just question all of it. There's no telling, but telling it the way you're telling it is setting you up to think that in the future, exactly what you said is going to happen. Someone's going to hurt me, and then I'm a bad person. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go out and find successful relationships, because you will figure out a way. Someone will always disappoint you somehow. Mm-hmm. And we have to learn how to be disappointed and decide, do we stay or not? And like our reason, we have to be disappointed and it be okay, and it not be because we're bad, because this happened and it's how we think about it. Like, pulling it apart like that will help you be more prepared to go out there.
Okay. So here's the other part of this I'd like a little bit of help on, to work on. So even when I was, well, no, I'm not going to go there. So the other piece of this is I'm so afraid to get naked with a man, because it's not just about all the, you know, the saggy skin and everything. You know, there's been some, you know, my legs were all bruised up from a medical condition. And I guess, you know, at 60, Well, not that they're going to ask me to be a hot babe, but I just, that part really scares me because I do have a lot of past relationships where I sleep with the guy. It's clear that, you know, what he sees underneath the clothes is not to his liking. And so,
and he said, they've all said that.
Many of them have, you know, made little comments the next day.
Like,
oh, you're a big girl, or,
this is what I want you to watch. It was clear to me their dissatisfaction. They said you were a big girl, period. Like, we want to neutralize this because this in your head, I'm not trying to get you to be like, man, I'm going to be like ultra Wonder Woman busting up in the room now that I've had a coaching call with Corinne. I think it's normal to go in and be scared shitless about your body and stuff, especially if that's all you've ever practiced. Mm-hmm. And I don't care how much mirror work you do between now and then, there'll be a little vomit in your mouth first time you strip down. I mean, I'm thinking about like the first time I slept with Chris, I was a big girl back then. You know, like when he and I started dating, I was well over the 200 and all the things. And I loved him. Like, I just knew I was going to marry him. We hadn't even been together hardly any time. Like, all the things. And guess what I thought about when it was time to and he was so excited to be having sex. What? He hadn't had it in a while, and he dated a girl that just didn't want to give it out. And I went in, and I was like, oh, my God, all he's going to think about is how fat I am. And the whole time, all I thought about was how fat I was. I think that's just – what I want you to do is to not go like, I'm so fat, and think something's wrong with me. He's not going to like me. That's the anxiety we pile on it. I want you to be able to have those moments where your brain naturally is going to go back to judging you. And the key difference is you're not going to judge yourself or try to get into his head about what you're thinking. It's like, it's normal. I'm 60 years old. I've been talking to myself this way a long time. I'm going to let the thoughts come in. I don't need to get worked up because the thoughts are here. They'll create enough discomfort without us piling our own discomfort on top of it.
Well, I guess the thought I'm having now is I probably have 10 years of thought work to get prepared to do this.
You really don't. I really, all you need to do is decide, like literally today, and you just be like, you know what? I have a past. I was an equal part in all of it. Nothing happened to me. Just like, you can tell the story of like, it took me 10 years, or you can tell the story of like, I got out in 10 years. Some people, it takes 20. Do you know that I left after 10 years? I've had enough. Like, that is the story you could choose to tell. There's truth in both. Just tell a truth that works better for you. Right now, you're telling it in a way that hoses you moving forward in relationships. So I think for you, like taking that responsibility first of like, you know what, if I was an equal player then, guess what I will be in the future? An equal player. And if I don't like something, I will leave. Mm-hmm. And if I do like something, I will stay. Mm-hmm. And if someone doesn't like something about me, then I will make that their opinion, but not my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I will work really hard on my own opinion and not try to work on controlling what somebody else might be thinking.
Not that I have that problem.
I'll tell you, you solve this, you probably solve like 50% of your other problems in life.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't want you to set yourself up though for this idea that getting back on the horse of dating is like, do not wait until you want to and until you're excited about it. You need to do it because you're scared and because you're willing. Because you said, this is what I want to do. Sometimes we have to go after what we want before we're emotionally prepared in a positive mindset to go do it. That's the slow way. The fastest way is to just get started and develop the excitement and develop the positive mindset while you're doing it.
Okay.
The best way to get to handle rejection is get rejected some and practice. You can do it.
All right. Okay.
Do okay, some thanks. Downloads.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Thanks.